best practice strategies that you can use to support expressive communication include, if it's not obvious, asking the person how they communicate. And if they use a board or device, make sure that they have access to their system at all times. Ask what you should do when communicating with the individual. Ask one question at a time, because it's hard enough for anyone to take in several questions at a time, and much more difficult for a person who communicates more slowly. If possible, ask open-ended questions and avoid a series of yes and no type questions. Open-ended questions begin with what, when, where, why, and how. Give the person opportunities to communicate what they want to say and tell them if you don't understand them. This is more respectful than pretending to understand because it allows the person an opportunity to clarify. You can get many more tips on communicating with people who have communication disabilities in our webinar about making services accessible for people with communication disabilities, and we have included the link in the supplemental resources. In the next slide, Glenda Watson-Hyatt tells us about the importance of having access to communication tools.